From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Thousands of civilians have been fleeing the Kurdish-majority city of Hasaka since the Syrian airstrike started on Thursday. Rami Abdel Rahman, who heads the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, told the media more than 200 people were killed by both the airstrikes and fighting on the ground between Kurdish militiamen and government forces. He said that the city's hospital was also in urgent need of doctors to treat the casualties. The airstrikes marked the first time since the start of Syria's civil war in 2011 that the Syrian government warplanes targeted a majority Kurdish enclave. In Afghanistan, Taliban militants launched a coordinated attack in the strategic northeastern Baghlan province, which links the country with its northern and northeastern provinces. A Taliban spokesperson used his Twitter account to say Taliban fighters were providing fierce resistance to Afghan forces in the area. The Taliban closed a highway between Baghlan and the neighboring Kunduz province. Kunduz, which briefly fell to Taliban last year, also has been under Taliban attack for the past few weeks. A woman in the western U.S. state of California has been sentenced to 50 months in prison for conspiring to export and cause the export of fighter jet engines and unmanned aerial vehicles, commonly known as drones, and related material to China. Prosecutors say evidence showed the woman conspired with a man in China between 2011 and 2013 to send the aircraft engines to China. The man has been described as a technology spy who worked on behalf of the Chinese military. This is VOA News.